Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Appreciate your time as we continue to talk high school football on this edition of the Coach's Corner. Week number two is in the book, and Western Boone went on the road, took on the Western Panthers, and were able to come away with a 21-13 victory. To talk about his team's performance last night, the Stars head coach, Justin Pelly. Coach Pelly, welcome back. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. Little bit different situation last night than what we've had in quite a while. The fact that the game started at 8 o'clock, I don't know how often that has happened for you with your time coaching out at Western Boone. Sometimes you might get a weather situation, like, you know, thunderstorms might delay a game. Not so much with heat. We don't see that too often, do we?
No, we don't. This whole week's been screwed up, though. This, you know, a lot of schools around the state were affected by it. We only got outside Tuesday, and we could only wear helmets. And then Wednesday morning, we practiced at 6 a.m. So those are the only 2 days we got outside on the field. And I don't know, practicing football in gyms is not ideal. So and we, our kids' schedule was kind of off, and they did a great job playing at 8 o'clock last night because of the heat. Like you said, we're an hour and a half away, hour 15 minutes away. So there was a lot of factors yesterday. And the heat, it was the right call to bump the game back to 8. I don't know if it would have made a huge difference, but you could just tell. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of football games, and the fatigue on both sides of the ball. And we had a few guys cramping last night, but more just fatigue, more just hot, just thick, you know, the weather and everything. So it definitely took its toll on our guys this week.
It's almost like you were playing 11 against, maybe 15 at times?
Sometimes, and that went both ways. I mean,
sure.
They were tired as well. But that's what, you know, we had to, it's kind of a message a little bit, even before and then before the game and then halftime, is this is where all the summer conditioning, you know, comes into play. I don't know if we did enough over the summer. I don't know what other people do over the summer, but this is where we have to bank on. Our conditioning is going to outlast the other team. We don't have to be better than everybody in the state. We just have to be better than that one team that night, you know, from a conditioning standpoint. And I thought our kids grew up last night. I thought they dug down and found something that I'm not sure all of them knew they had, you know, in their gut. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Isn't that the idea behind sports a lot of times?
It is. It is. And you don't see it week two often. So there was a point in the game last night where our team, we had probably, I would have said, a 50-50 shot of which direction we were going to go. We were either going to fold or we were going to respond. And I'll be real honest, I didn't know. I didn't know which direction, you know, that team was going to go. And can't be more proud of them for, you know, withstanding all the fatigue and the pressure and everything going both ways. You know, all the kids that had to step in and play new positions last night on the fly, can't say enough about them.
Again, we're talking here with Coach Pelly as we break down last night's game against the Western Panthers, the game that the Stars trailed, but were able to come back and get the win, 21-13. Tell me just briefly about the Western Panthers. What were some things that concerned you getting ready for the game last night?
Well, they're a big school. So typically, you know, in the past, this was the fifth time we played them. Last year was the only time we beat them. So we've had some pretty good teams in 2018, 19, and 20, or 19, 20, 21, and they beat us each one of those years. So their size typically is something that we don't see, you know, even in our conference. And then their style of play, they're a phone booth offense is what I call it. They have 11 guys, you know, within 10 yards, and they're pulling, and it takes its toll on our defense. So if you have size to combat that, you're okay. But we're not very big up front. So that worries me a little bit. They don't throw the ball overly, you know, a ton. Their quarterback broke his collarbone last week, so he was out. So we didn't know what we were going to get, you know, from a scheme standpoint. And, you know, we bent a little bit, but we never broke, and it was a good night.
You mentioned their quarterback getting hurt. He got hurt during the Tri-West game?
Yeah, he got hurt during the Tri-West game, second quarter, I believe, and he's a heck of an athlete. He's a state qualifier in wrestling. He kind of does it all for him. He's a two-way guy as well, so that certainly would have made a difference last night if he was in the game. But he wasn't, so, but that's a good thing and a bad thing for us, because if we know he's going to play, then we know what we're preparing for. If we don't know if he's going to play, then we're not really sure what we're preparing for. So kind of a double-edged sword.
What was the first half like for your kids?
First half was kind of as expected, to be honest with you. I mean, we got in, we started out on offense, and we had a 7.5-minute drive to open the game up. So we kept the ball, you know, kept our defense off the field. Problem is, our defense is now our offense because they're all the same kids on the field. So we got to maybe have to rethink that a little bit. But we had a 7.5-minute drive, marched it down. I thought we wore them down a little bit, got the ball back on defense, did a great job, you know, special teams. And then it kind of just was pretty quiet, you know, for a while there, and nothing really happened. We stopped them before the half. We're up 7-0, I believe, at halftime. And it was just kind of a weird game. It was just, I don't know if it was 8 o'clock start. I don't know. You know, our kids were exhausted from the first half because I think a lot of people could play a first half of football. The second half of football is what changes, I think.
Again, we're talking with Coach Pelley here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, breaking down last night's win over Western. Again, the final 21-13. What were your concerns as you got ready for the second half?
Our guys lasting. The difference in the game last night, and we knew this, but we talked to some kids. We were going to have to rotate guys in. So the days of, you know, for example, we have three defensive linemen typically that we play. Carter Markham, Jake Smith, Xander Venus have been our starters. And you can just tell with a team like Western, you're not going to be able to last with those guys the whole time. And then you add in the heat. So we're going to need some of our offensive linemen who aren't really used to playing a lot of defense. We were going to need them. So all week in practice, and when I say all week, I mean, we were in the gym, we did this, we did, you know, outside, whatever, but they were down with the defensive linemen, and we knew they were going to have to step up. And I can't speak highly enough of Maddox Gadberry, Clayton Unroe, Wyatt Dickey, how they went in and filled in and did their job on defense, gave those guys a breather. I thought they were the difference in the game last night.
I know that's one thing that you have tried to do over your time there at Western Boone. You know you're never going to be overwhelmed with numbers, so you got to get the most out of the team that you have on the field. And it sounds like that idea worked well for you last night.
Well, you can just kind of see it coming a little bit. And ideally, yeah, we'd have 22 different starters. We'd have 11 on defense, 11 on offense. But we, from a young age, we make those kids play two positions and at least know what's going on. Now, they might not play two positions, but during the summer and even in practice, they're practicing two positions because you just never know. And I think that did pay off last night for us. And I think in the past we've done that, and kids have wondered why, you know, we're doing that, because they could spend more time perfecting their craft, you know, on the side of the ball they're actually playing. But I think they kind of figured it out last night as to why. We're not going to need them all the time, but there's going to be certain games. And we can usually pinpoint those games, but sometimes we can't. Sometimes it might be on the fly that we're going to have to throw kids in, and it sure helps if they know what's going on.
Your team trailed, but was able to rebound. It was a 3-yard run from Bruins that gave you a 14-13 lead with 9:49 to go. And then your defense comes up with some good plays there to help you kind of control the game from there on out.
Yeah, it was the pivotal point I was talking about. It was in the third quarter. They came down, marched it right down, scored. We got backed up, had to punt. They came down and scored again, and it was 13-7. So we get down, they score twice, right back-to-back. And that was the point right there that I could just feel. It was kind of like a teeter-totter. You never know. You didn't know which way it was going to go. So, and you can only yell. You can only, you know, I don't mean yell, but encourage, you know, pump them up so much. Eventually, it doesn't matter. That's got to come from the kids, and that's what happened last night. We moved some kids around. Philip Talbot had a heck of a game last night. You know, moving from corner, we had to move him in to the outside linebacker, which he's used to playing from last year, and he was the biggest difference in that game, you know, from a scheme standpoint. And then Cannon in the middle probably had his best night that he's ever had, you know, from a linebacker standpoint. And then add on the running back stuff as well. Both those kids and Luke Jackson, you know, they were on the field an awful lot. Carter Markham doesn't get a ton of highlights or credit, but those four or five guys in there, plus the D lineman, Drew Gott, played a heck of a game last night too on the outside. It's just everybody kind of doing their job So that was the turning point in the third quarter. We were able to score and go up 14-13. You know, we talked last week, Talbot is kicking now for us, and those extra points proved to be the difference. And then we were able to block a punt. Philip Talbot blocked a punt toward in the fourth quarter there. It gave us a short field, and then we turned the field around. Potter was able to sneak the ball in, you know, to go up that additional score. And then we make the PATs. Everybody thinks the PATs are pretty easy. Nobody really cares about them until, you know, it's a six-point game and you have to kick one to go up seven, or if it's, you know, seven-point game going up eight. So that's what we did last night, which made them have to march, you know, the whole field. They had a penalty on the last kickoff that pushed them back to about the 15. In their first play from scrimmage, they gained 15. So they were back to, you know, first and 10 from about the 30. And then it was just a kind of a waiting game. Our defense had to hold and, you know, eliminate the chunk plays. And they had a couple in there, but we were able to get them about to midfield, I think, is where they ended up getting to before we took over on downs.
How did you feel Brandon managed the game last night, his second game?
Thought he did okay. We have a lot of work to do, and a lot of that's coaching. A lot of that's me, just making sure he's seeing what I'm seeing. And I thought he did okay. We had a carousel of running backs last night. So with all these guys playing defense, and you know, we had four guys run the ball last night, and Cannon, Luke Jackson, Jake Smith, and then Luke Atkins really stepped up last night when we needed him to fill some of those roles. He hadn't got a lot of reps in this week, but he was asked to go in there, and he did. So I think that's tough for a quarterback sometimes when you have a lot of different faces in the huddle, especially ones that you're trying, you know, we hand the ball up, but we run the option. When you run the option, you have to have some chemistry with that running back. So putting four different people in there with him was tough. I think that the conditions made it a little bit tough to throw last night, and I think they had some matchup. We had some matchup problems with them last night as well that we had to be careful and stay away from.
Once again, Western Boone gets the victory, 21-13 over the Western Panthers. They are now 2-0 on the year, and next week, Stars will get into conference play, and they'll be back at home and welcome in the Crawfordsville Athenians. And I do believe it's going to be a cooler week, so you can get back outside and get back at it this coming week.
I hope
week,
so.
Coach.
That's not saying much, though. Holy cow. I think about anything's going to be cooler. But that's, I hope everybody made it, you know, in the state and everywhere, conference, and the guys were playing around Indiana. I think that people are taking the right precautions, I guess, and it is. That's the world we live in right now. I just wanted to, you know, if nobody went down and we were able to save, you know, I don't know, nobody get hurt from any of that stuff by backing up or staying inside, then that's a positive in my mind.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Western Boone Stars head coach Justin Pelly. Justin, thanks for your time. Have a good weekend.
All right, Scotty, you too.
We'll take a break and be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.